Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself. At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
In the quiet suburb of Amityville, New York, stands a house that looks unassuming at first glance. A Dutch colonial with iconic quarter moon windows, it could easily be mistaken for just another family home. But behind its walls lies a story of unimaginable tragedy and paranormal infamy. On the night of November 13, 1974, Ronald DeFeo Jr. brutally murdered his parents and four siblings in the dead of night, forever marking 112 Ocean Avenue as the site of unspeakable horror. Barely a year later, the Lutz family moved in, hoping to make the house a home. Instead, they found themselves entangled in a nightmare they could neither escape nor explain. Demonic voices, unearthly slime, and the ghostly image of a pig-like creature with glowing red eyes were just some of the chilling events they claimed to endure. Was the house truly cursed by malevolent forces? Or did the weight of its history create a psychological storm too powerful to resist? The story of the Amityville Horror is as much about the unseen as it is about the very real people who lived there and the culture that made their experiences a phenomenon. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. It started as a typical American dream. In 1975, George and Kathy Lutz, a young couple with three children and a dog, were on the hunt for a new home. What they found was almost too good to be true. A spacious Dutch colonial-style house in the quiet town of Amityville, Long Island, priced at just $80,000. The catch? The house came with a sinister history. The year before, on the night of November 13, 1974, 23-year-old Ronald Butch DeFeo Jr. committed an unthinkable act. Armed with a .35-caliber rifle, he systematically murdered his parents, Louise, and Ronald DeFeo Sr. and his four younger siblings as they slept. The crime scene was chilling. All six victims were found face down in their beds, as though arranged in death. What baffled investigators was the absence of any signs of struggle or resistance, and even stranger, none of the neighbors reported hearing the gunshots despite the rifle's loudness. Ronald DeFeo Jr. initially tried to blame the murders on a mob hit, but eventually confessed, claiming voices in his head drove him to kill. When the Lutz family moved in, they knew the house's history, but dismissed it as something they could live with. They blessed the home with the help of Father Ralph Picoraro, a local priest. However, the blessing marked the beginning of the family's alleged ordeal. Father Picoraro reported hearing a menacing voice shout, "Get out!" while sprinkling holy water in one of the rooms. He later claimed he felt an oppressive presence in the house and advised the Lutzes to avoid the second floor sewing room. Almost immediately, the Lutz family began experiencing unusual occurrences. It started subtly, cold spots in certain areas of the house, despite the heating system working fine. George Lutz, a former Marine and a pragmatic man, was the first to notice something odd. He would wake up every night at exactly 3:15 a.m., the approximate time of the DeFeo murders. Kathy Lutz also began feeling an unshakable unease, particularly in the kitchen where she claimed to smell foul odors with no apparent source. The family's dog, Harry, exhibited strange behavior, barking furiously at unseen entities and refusing to enter certain parts of the house. The children complained of nightmares and saw shadowy figures moving through the hallways. Things escalated when the family discovered a small room in the basement that wasn't on the original blueprints, painted red and barely large enough for a person to stand in. The room immediately unsettled the family. The Lutzes referred to it as the Red Room, and it became a focal point of their growing fear. As the days wore on, George became increasingly irritable and withdrawn, spending hours in front of the fireplace, chopping wood obsessively, even when it wasn't needed. Kathy reported having terrifying nightmares and claimed to feel phantom touches on her skin. The children began seeing what they described as glowing red eyes staring at them from the windows, and a strange figure that looked like a pig appeared to one of the Lutz children, who named it Jody. Psychological explanations began to surface. Friends and neighbors noticed changes in George's behavior, speculating that financial stress might be taking a toll on him. The Lutzes had purchased the house knowing it stretched their budget, and the weight of living in a home where such a gruesome crime had occurred likely added to the tension. Some psychologists later suggested that the family could have been experiencing a shared delusion, heightened by stress and group hysteria. Adding to the unease were peculiarities of the house itself. Drafts moved through the hallways in ways that seemed unnatural, and old wooden beams groaned under the house's weight. These environmental factors could explain some of the cold spots and noises, the family reported. Still, even these rational explanations didn't seem to ease the fear gripping the Lutz household. The family lasted only 28 days in the house before fleeing in the middle of the night, leaving behind their belongings and refusing to return. The abruptness of their departure raised eyebrows and spurred rumors. What had they experienced that was so terrifying it drove them from their dream home? When the Lutz family abandoned Ocean Avenue, they left more than just their possessions behind. They left a legacy of fear that would captivate the world. The story of their 28 days in the Amityville house quickly became a sensation thanks to their dramatic claims of paranormal activity. The media frenzy that followed was fueled by a series of chilling allegations and unsettling encounters, each more terrifying than the last. One of the most infamous elements of their account was the appearance of Jody, the red-eyed pig-like entity. According to the Lutz children, Jody would appear at their windows and even inside the house, its glowing eyes cutting through the darkness. Kathy Lutz claimed she saw Jody staring back at her one night while tucking her children into bed. Photographs taken during later investigations seemingly captured ghostly images, including the infamous picture of a spectral boy peeking through a doorway. While skeptics argued it was a case of pareidolia, the human tendency to see faces in random patterns, the photo added to the house's dark mystique. George Lutz, meanwhile, reported experiencing violent mood swings and strange compulsions. He claimed to have woken up covered in sweat, hearing voices that urged him to harm his family. At one point, he even feared he was becoming possessed by the same dark force that drove Ronald DeFeo Jr. to murder. He also described levitating in his bed and seeing Kathy transform into an old woman with wrinkles and decayed skin, a vision so vivid it left him shaken for days. Kathy Lutz's experiences were equally harrowing. She spoke of waking up to find herself levitating above her bed, an unseen force holding her in the air. On one occasion, she discovered unexplained welts and burns on her body. Mirrors in the house reportedly reflected sinister figures that weren't there when viewed directly. Green slime was said to ooze from the walls, an occurrence that defied explanation and left the family even more unnerved. It attracted the attention of paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren, renowned for their work on cases like the Annabelle doll and the Perrin family haunting. The Warrens conducted an investigation of the house, claiming it was overrun with malevolent energy. Lorraine Warren, a self-described clairvoyant, reported feeling a powerful and oppressive presence, which she described as diabolical. The Warrens also took photographs and claimed to detect cold spots and unexplainable electromagnetic fields throughout the house. Despite the Warren's findings, many remain skeptical. Experts in the field of parapsychology argued that the Lutz family's claims could be explained by psychological and environmental factors. Skeptics pointed out that the house's drafty design and aging infrastructure could account for cold spots and creaking noises. Others suggested that the family's experiences were a classic case of group hysteria amplified by their knowledge of the DeFeo murders. Further scrutiny revealed inconsistencies in the Lutz's account. William Weber, Ronald DeFeo Jr.'s defense attorney, admitted that he had collaborated with the Lutz family to sensationalize their story in the hopes of securing a book deal. This revelation cast a shadow over the entire narrative, leading some to dismiss the haunting as a hoax. However, George and Kathy Lutz always maintained that their experiences were real, insisting they had nothing to gain and everything to lose by coming forward. The release of Jay Anson's book, The Amityville Horror, A True Story, in 1977, brought the story to a global audience. The book detailed the Lutz family's harrowing experiences and cemented the house's reputation as one of the most haunted locations in America. The subsequent 1979 movie adaptation further fueled public fascination, but it also amplified the skepticism. Critics questioned whether the story had been exaggerated or even fabricated entirely for profit. Yet even as doubts lingered, the house continued to attract paranormal enthusiasts and thrill seekers. Later residents of 112 Ocean Avenue reported no unusual activity, which skeptics saw as further evidence that the haunting was a fabrication. However, believers argued that the Lutz family had inadvertently stirred something dormant within the house, unleashing forces that lay in wait for the right moment to emerge. To this day, the Amityville Horror remains a cultural phenomenon. It has inspired countless books, movies, and documentaries, each exploring the fine line between fact and fiction. Was it a genuine case of demonic infestation? Or a cleverly constructed tale that preyed on public fascination with the supernatural? The answers may never be fully known, but the story of the Amityville House continues to haunt the collective imagination, a chilling reminder of the enduring power of fear. The Amityville Horror is a story that defies easy answers. On one hand, we have a family claiming they endured unspeakable terror, fleeing their home in the dead of night. On the other, skeptics point to financial motives, inconsistencies, and natural explanations for what was reported. Somewhere between these perspectives lies the truth, or at least the version we're left to wrestle with. The murders of the DeFeo family are tragically real, leaving an indelible stain on the house and its history. Were George and Kathy Lutz victims of a malevolent force, or were they caught in the psychological aftershock of living in a house with such a dark past? Could environmental quirks like creaking beams or drafts have been magnified into something otherworldly by their imaginations, or even their knowledge of what happened there? Then there's the role of cultural influence. In the 1970s, America was gripped by an obsession with the paranormal. From books to movies, ghost stories sold. Whether consciously or unconsciously, the Amityville narrative fed into this wave, and perhaps that's why it's endured so powerfully. After all, fear is a currency we never seem to run out of. The Amityville Horror forces us to ask difficult questions. How much of what we fear is real? And how much do we create ourselves? Whether you're a believer, a skeptic, or somewhere in between, one thing's for sure. The story of 112 Ocean Avenue is a chilling reminder of just how much we don't know. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.